Welcome back to Loud Mouse Podcast. I'm your host, Wild Spartans, a.k.a. Brandon. I'm here with Markiplier.
Who's Markiplier?
You're Markiplier.
Oh, fuck you.
Okay, that's Markiplier, and then we're also here with Quite.
He's pyrocynical.
Okay, whatever. Anyways, I'm here with the two hosts, as always, and we have a lot of topics today, a lot of interesting ones, like involving mayonnaise, and then the first one is Papa John's. Or Papa John sues Papa John. So, did you guys hear about this at all?
Yeah,
the whole.
It's really funny.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah, the title's funny.
Yeah, it's a funny title, but it's a fucked up situation. So basically, the ex CEO of Papa John's Pizza,
Papa John's
is suing Papa John's Pizza because Papa John feels like he's been unfairly treated by Papa John's Pizza. If that makes any sense.
Well, that's because Papa John said. The Papa John's the guy. Papa John's the man said the N-word. And then Papa John's the pizza company said, hey, Papa John's, we at Papa John's don't appreciate it when Papa John says that.
So then they got rid of
Papa John says that? Yeah, so they basically kicked him off of the CEO status to, like, save face for the company. And then after that...
Well, then who's going to be Papa John's?
some random dude now.
It's like a title. It's like being like Pope. Like you just take the title of Papa.
You have been granted the Papa John's rank in the Papa John's pizza industry.
It's gonna the wizard, like some wizard in Shazam, has to fucking choose the next Papa John.
God.
So he just summons him. You've been chosen as the champion.
There's a gold ticket in a pizza box.
say my name. I don't know your name. Papa John. But basically, what happened is Papa John's feels like he's been unfairly treated, and they basically feels like what the company is doing is malicious by kicking him off and basically lowering and lowering how much control he has every time they possibly can, and that's why Papa John's is suing Papa John's. And this all started because he said the N-word as a quote on a phone call, and then
I don't know what Papa John's was thinking. Papa John's a person, not Papa John's a pizza.
He probably just thought it was like it'd be fine because he was just quoting. He was quoting Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders said the N-word. What is this? Now they gotta fire Colonel Sanders too.
He was supposed to be like acting like the character.
He was acting like Colonel Sanders.
Let me see.
According to like Papa John, like the quote was something like Colonel Sanders called black people the N-word. And it was just really weird. Like, I don't know what fucking conversation strand led that to that.
I don't understand why we have the mascot of Wendy's being that girl, because Wendy's Chan always makes memes, and that's just, we just know memes aren't okay. You see the Wendy's account deep fried a bunch of, like, pictures of their food recently, like deep fried memes.
I did not see that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's interesting that, like, social media, like, companies are starting to catch up with what they need to do in social media to like gain traction.
Some are better than others.
Most are better than others. Like Wendy's is probably the best.
Sonic the Hedgehog was like the first one that was like ahead of the curve, I'm pretty sure.
Poor Papa John's.
Okay, Wendy's is the most like notable, I'd say, out of all of them. But Papa John's failed.
I mean, think about it this way: like Little Caesar, he can go in and take over Papa John's. So it's like the Roman takeover of
pizzas. It's like Game of Thrones, but for fast food.
Game of Thrones, but for fast food. I feel like I'd watch that.
That would be a great fucking TV show.
No, it would be like a great YouTube skit. I wouldn't want to watch an hour long of Papa John saying the N word and then Colonel Sanders getting angry.
I would love to watch like a reality TV show of all like the CEOs of these big food chains trying to like overtake the other, like you just.
Oh, it's like Game of Thrones, but fucking like food corporations.
Yeah, the name's Ronald McDonald. Oh, even better if it was like their fucking mascots. So it's like you just have like the Burger King King, and you have like the Ronald McDonald clown, and then and you have Papa John. It'd be fucking great.
You're just describing Raka Raka right now.
Really.
Like, they, like, have the that? Ronald McDonald's versus Hungry Jack shit. Like, they have, like, a whole series of videos where Ronald McDonald's shit out of people. I am talking
like, a whole Game of Thrones fucking...
I know, that'd be great. Like, I'd love to see the fucking VFX
Game of Thrones production
shit.
Quality, like, shit.
Like, what? I'd love to see
Round
the VFX
Table would have dragons? Round table pizza would have dragon.
I don't even know what a round table pizza is.
You don't know what a round table is?
I feel like Wendy's has to be... Who's the dragon lady?
Wait, you don't know what a round table is?
No, I know what a yeah, I know what a round table is, but, like, I don't know what, like, round table pizza. Never heard of it.
You've never heard of it?
This must what be is round
table? I have not heard it about that either.
Okay, it must be a West Coast thing, then. It's a pizza place. So, there you go. It
does who's the dragon lady from Game of Thrones?
I don't know her name.
Her name's Dragon Lady.
Is it Daenerys or what? I don't know. I don't watch Game of Thrones. I've never seen an episode in my entire life. So, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It is majority. It is definitely all West
Coast.
Hold on.
I want to say Papa John's more. I want to poorly explain Papa John's suing Papa John's. Because Papa John said the N-word. I just like saying Papa John's and Papa John's in the same sentence.
Papa John said the N-word to the Papa John's pizza
poor
place.
Papa John's is being did over by Papa John's. Like, who is going to protect Papa John's and his wonderful pizza? Obviously, Papa John's.
Yeah,
I hope you're all
gone.
Confused now.
I don't know where this conversation strand was going.
Papa John's name isn't even Papa John. I'm upset now.
His name's not Papa John?
No, it's I don't even...
It's Schnatter or
John,
something.
John, it looks like John Snyder.
Well, at least it's not
Schneider.
John. Yeah, maybe he's related
like
to Dan Snyder.
Shatner. It looks more like Shatner.
Shatner?
Yeah.
Shatner?
Like William Shatner.
Yeah, the new CEO is Steve Ritchie.
Oh, Papa Steve. Nope, that just sounds dirty.
That doesn't ring.
Papa Steve's. Papa Steve's Pizza?
Do you think his son called it, like, do you think Papa John's son called him Papa John? Like,
Papa John's.
Papa John's. I feel like that's more of like the nephews would call you Papa John instead of like fucking.
What if Papa John's kid was named Papa John Jr.?
Papa John Jr.
or like you go down like the more kids, it's like Papa John the first, Papa John the second, Papa John the third.
These are the real questions.
These are the real questions. I mean, like, I don't know. I just want a Game of Thrones themed like fast food thing. I think that'd be amazing. But is that all we have to say about Papa John suing Papa John?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, next up in food topics, we have mayonnaise ice cream. I just want your opinions on this. Do you guys
fucking,
think it's a great idea?
This looks fucking disgusting.
It still hasn't loaded. I don't. I think I'd have to try it, but like on the surface, it does not sound like a great idea.
Yeah, it's an ice cream flavor made with mayonnaise.
I don't even like regular mayonnaise. I don't
yeah,
want
I don't,
that much
like,
mayonnaise.
You don't like mayonnaise?
I don't like regular mayonnaise either, but it's like, if maybe I'd like it in ice cream form, I don't know.
It's just mayonnaise flavored ice cream. You'd just be eating a big thing of mayonnaise.
I think I'd have
cold
to try
mayonnaise.
It. I don't know.
This looks gross.
Well,
I mean,
it's in
I've
Scotland.
Had like weird ice cream, but this is so fucking gross.
Listen, if I can have bacon
what
ice
kind
cream
of weird
and
ice cream
it,
have
I'll,
you
I'll
had?
Try it.
When I went to New York City, I went to like this like cereal ice cream place, and they like crushed up the cereal and mixed it together, and I'm like, damn, this shit is aesthetic and tastes good.
That does that sounds like that actually sounds good though.
It was
like,
it was real fucking good. Oh my god.
Like bacon ice cream sounds fucking disgusting.
I know they had that at Burger King. You could have gotten like ice cream with bacon in it.
That is fucking ugh.
Have you ever seen like deep fried bacon or deep fried ice cream?
I've seen
bacon,
deep fried
yes. ice cream,
bacon,
no.
but not ice cream.
Yeah, it's like flash fried, so it's like fried on the outside, but the ice cream is still like ice cream on the inside.
That's interesting.
I mean, I haven't had it really... because I'm not 400 pounds, but like, I don't know. They have it.
How? Okay. Like the meme is like fried stuff's awful for you, but how awful for you is fried stuff? Like
it's pretty bad.
Well, like, it's just bad because, I mean, fat tastes good, so, like, your body wants that, but, I mean, the only way it's bad for you is if you eat a lot of it. It's worth, like, 9 calories per gram compared to, like, protein, which is 6 or 4 calories per gram.
Okay. I'm just curious because it's, like, the meme is, it's like, oh, yeah, deep-fried shit, like, that's, like, the fattiest fat shit, but it's, like, how fat... Is it actually in comparison to something like just regular like cookies or something like sugar?
No, it's really not that bad, honestly.
Okay, because like the like that is the meme. It's like we're gonna deep fry everything, fucking fat piece of shit. That kind of.
I eat like shit. Like I just ate like fucking how many fucking wings did I eat? I ate like 15 wings.
Dude, I could really go. Dude, I want wings right now, dude. Like, fuck.
Yeah, Diesel, can you stop making me hungry?
Yeah, okay, stop. We're recording.
Dude, it was really good. It was a nice barbecue wing.
You asshole! I'm muting you on Discord.
Shut
Thank
up!
You. Tell me when he's done talking, okay? Because I'm muted.
And I ate it with pork fried rice. Real good.
You still talking?
Yes. He's done talking.
I'm done. Okay, I'm good. Done.
He's done.
Okay. Are we on the same page now?
We're on the same page. You're an ass, Diesel.
Sorry.
Yeah, this is your fault.
Big man likes to eat. Gotta get games.
Yeah. You should have had mayonnaise flavored wings.
Ew. disgusting.
You don't like mayonnaise though? Like on your sandwiches or anything?
I don't like mayonnaise at all. Mayonnaise is gross.
I like a small amount on like sandwiches, but that's it.
I just don't do mayonnaise.
Some people eat that shit with a spoon.
Ew.
What?
Y'all people need Jesus.
Some people eat mayonnaise with a spoon.
Okay, I gotta ask you guys, like, I'm pretty sure I know Brendan's answer, but, like, what do you guys think about ranch pizza?
Ranch?
Ranch pizza.
I don't like ranch on my pizza.
Yeah, it needs to be, like, a chicken, like, barbecue ranch pizza.
Like, chicken bacon ranch pizza is good, but, like, I like ranch pizza in general.
Just ranch?
Not just I remember, dipping the pizza in ranch.
Okay, I remember middle school. But not like replacing the sauce with ranch.
No. Absolutely not that. Absolutely not that.
That shit's fucking nasty.
That's too much. That's too much.
Ranch on pizza's nasty. Like in middle school, that was like the trend. It was like you get a slice of pizza and you get like fucking six packets of ranch and you just cover your fucking pizza with ranch.
That's
just so nasty.
I'd never like cover my shit in it. That's just too much. But like I'd like dip it in like the little packets or whatever.
Nah. I don't like that. I don't like ranch for the most part anyways.
At Subway, there's like this one sandwich I always like to get. It's like a bacon chicken ranch sandwich. It's so good. God.
I used to get that.
You get like the melted cheeses on it. Fuck, I love it.
I wish Subway always had the apple pulled pork sandwich, but they only bring it back seasonally.
Subway makes pizza now?
Really?
Yeah. They've done that for a while.
I didn't know about that.
In certain locations, they did that for a while.
Okay, maybe they just don't do it anywhere around me. But, Nah, I wish Subway still had the plastic in their bread. That would be nice.
Wait, they had plastic in
their
bread?
Yeah, they had like small part of the particles of like every piece of bread was like plastic for a while. It's not anymore, but yeah, it was just funny at the time.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't kill you, but that's nasty.
No, actually, there was a video by that channel that you can never pronounce the name of. I'm sure you both know what I'm talking about.
Cruzat?
Yeah,
that
one.
I don't know, that starts with a K.
They made a video about plastics, and then they basically were like, yeah, pretty much plastics in everything you consume. Because it's like, the way it breaks down.
I don't know what channel it is, but I think I know what you're talking about.
It's like the, it has like the really colorful
animation
style.
With birds.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, I don't think.
Wow.
You're kidding. You dude, they hit trending all the time.
I don't look at trending that much.
They have like, they teach a class on like, one of those like skill teaching websites or whatever. They teach a full like motion video class.
I would look them up, but I don't know how to spell their channel.
I couldn't pronounce it. I know I'm sub to them. It's Kuskruzat. Okay.
Yeah, I found it. It's this channel. You had to see this channel. Really?
Wow.
Maybe.
I'm really surprised.
They look familiar, but I've never watched one of their videos.
No, they make great fucking videos. Watch them right now.
Okay, I'll subscribe for later.
Yeah, they make great videos, but they made a video about plastics and things like that. They talked about how, like, plastics are pretty much, like, they're going to end up in everything you fucking consume at one point. If it's not already.
Oh, well.
I thought that was interesting. So, like, it's in like, pretty much any fish you eat nowadays.
Neat.
Good thing I don't like fish.
Plastic in the fucking ocean.
Yeah, how does it even get there?
What is this, the plot of
Aquaman?
How does
it even get there? They go, yeet, and then it's in the ocean.
Yeet. I wonder if Thor says eat when he throws his hammer.
I mean, I eat a lot of fish, so I guess I'm just going to get like mercury poisoning or plastic poisoning. I don't know.
I wonder if Captain America says eat when he throws his shield.
Wasn't there like a huge problem in Japan? Was it Japan where like they were eating dolphin and like people
shark,
were getting?
Sure.
I thought it was dolphin. I could have sworn it was dolphin.
I'm pretty sure it's shark because like there was. I remember like Yao Ming or something like it was some Asian NBA player. He gave up eating fucking like he's either Yao Ming or Jeremy Lin, but like one of them gave up like eating fucking shark because like there was like a crisis about it in Japan or some shit like an awareness campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I could be, I don't know, I could have sworn I watched something about them eating fucking dolphin and getting mercury poisoning. I looked it up, and apparently it's not common to eat dolphin in Japan.
Yeah, I thought it was shark. Like, there's, like, shark soups that are pretty common.
Well, eating fish there, period, is probably, like, mercury.
I mean, fish is really common in their diet. They're surrounded by water. A lot of their dishes contain it.
Eating mercury.
Actually, no, it was dolphins. Dolphins have a bunch of mercury in them, I think.
Oh, dolphins have mercury in them?
I think so. I'm kind of talking about my ass.
We were talking about two different things, I think, then.
Fish have a lot of mercury in them, period.
Dude, eating mercury...
dolphin meat is meat is poisoned by mercury.
Dude, eating mercury sounds metal.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay. I'm dead.
Because the good joke was good, or because you want to die?
This was old. This was old. Yeah, but dolphins have a lot of mercury in them, and then people in Japan were eating dolphin, like, a couple years... I don't even know how long ago it was, but, like, they were eating dolphin, and, like, people were getting poisoning and shit like that.
Oof. Whoops.
Yep. So speaking of animals, speaking of animals that cause mercury poisoning, we have donkeys that look like zebras. Because why not?
Do they really look like zebras, or were they forced to look like zebras?
They were painted.
This poor donkey was forced to look like a zebra. I don't know how the fuck they thought they were going to get away with it.
Whatever we say, like, donkey. Can we say it like with the Shrek voice?
Donkey. I'm not.
This poor donkey. Fuck.
Zoo denies it painted a donkey to look like a zebra.
Donkey. I was Brandon put the picture in chat earlier, and when I was looking at the donkey, it actually kind of did look like a fucking zebra.
It looks like a zebra minus the fact that the paint is smearing.
I'm sure
donkey.
The zoo painted him that way.
Zoo is denying that they painted him that way.
So then, yeah,
It's not a very high quality picture, so like I'm sure in real life it would look a lot less convincing.
Yeah, but I was gonna say it looks pretty convincing.
Yeah,
but the paint smearing and shit.
Yeah, like I feel like it would. It doesn't like stick to the fur as well in person. Like you can see the cracks a little better.
Yeah, but I just thought it was funny that like the zoo attempted, instead of just getting an actual zebra, they got fucking donkeys and just painted them.
Well,
low budget.
That's not only low budget. That's probably just straight up animal abuse to fucking paint a donkey.
Oh yeah, yeah. That seems incredibly dangerous.
You're not supposed to paint living things.
You're not supposed to paint animals
toxins.
And people. Yeah, like
yeah, because of toxins. So like, yeah, that's definitely a lead to problems, most likely. But
it was a zoo in Egypt.
Yeah, which isn't surprising, but
that makes more sense.
Yeah, if this I was just America, it would be like
dude.
Story.
Imagine
oh my God.
You go to like you're like the San Diego Zoo or something, this huge zoo, and it's like, mommy, what are those? And it's just like these fucking awfully painted donkeys running around.
Donkeys, like, you know it is a donkey the second it makes a noise, like because they don't sound like zebras.
What does zebra sound like?
Not like a donkey.
They say their.
What
own,
do
they
sound
their,
like?
They say their names like Pokemon. Zebra.
Yeah, donkey.
Zebra.
Donkey. And then zebra goes,
zebra. No, donkey. Donkey say it with a Shrek voice. Donkey.
But, okay.
I love the Shrek voice.
I
want to
know,
much.
Diesel, so you know what a zebra sounds like?
No, I don't know, man. I'm not a zoologist.
Okay, so we know what horses sound like, and we know what donkeys sound like, but we don't know what zebras sound like. Does this not concern you at all?
Not really, no.
I mean, I don't really care that much.
Zebras
no,
are
this
really
is super concerning. I think zebras are a government-planted horse meant to spy on us. They don't make noises. You don't know what noises they make.
Brandon, what the hell's wrong?
Who are they spying on, Brandon?
They're spying on the people going to the zoo.
Zoo people.
But you have, there's cameras for that!
It's the NSA hunting for terrorists.
God, it's like I'm talking to Diesel. The earth is flat. No, it's not.
I'm just saying, zebras are government-planted robots meant to spy on the people.
If this is a segue to the next topic, it's real fucking long.
It's really not.
He's just kind of.
It's not a segue at all. I'm just talking about zebras being government-planted.
If the next topic is a target, he's definitely fucking eyeballing it.
No, the next topic is No Man's Sky. It's not Target, sadly.
I completely forgot the last topic was Target. I completely ruined that transition. I completely wasted that transition.
Asshole.
I wasted that transition opportunity.
We're the best transition podcast.
Yeah.
That sounds like something else.
We're purposely bad because we're not good at it. So if we're purposely bad, it's okay.
No, we're not going to be bad because we're the only podcast that ever exists.
Yeah, we're the benchmark and the example of how exactly not to do it.
Jamie, can you pull up No Man's Sky for me?
No Man's Sky for me?
The new one, not the old one.
So what about No Man's Sky?
Okay, No Man's Sky is good now. They made the patch, and it's worth buying for half off.
I disagree.
Your opinion's invalid you play dad games, and you suck at Arma.
Brandon, with the amount of time we've been playing the game, I think it's fair to say it's probably worth full price.
No,
it's not.
It's still buggy.
Yeah,
With how buggy it is, I wouldn't say. Because, I spent, 45 minutes getting rocket boots that don't even fucking work.
I'm not heading
for the Steam winter sale.
Yeah, or is it still
going
now?
That's a long way away. No, there's still, I think it's still on sale.
If it's still on sale now, it might be worth it. But, also, if there's, a fucking daily sale or flash sale or whatever on Steam.
Let me see. It's still on sale right now, but let me see how long it's going to be on sale.
I'd at least wait till it's 60 or 65% off. It's 50% off.
It's 50% off. Stop being a bitch about it. Okay. Sale. It's on sale till July 30th. So if you're listening to this before July 30th, 2018, you can still get it for half off directly from Steam. And I think you can get it on Green Man Gaming for cheaper as well, if you know what that is. Do you know what that is, Diesel?
Yeah, I know what Green Man Gaming is.
I think it's cheaper in here. We're not sponsored, by the way. Okay, it's 50. Exactly.
But, hit us up, you know.
Actually, you can get it 60 on... Green Man Gaming with another code. Anyways, yeah. No Man's Sky is a good game. I recommend buying if you get it for half off. Whoa. If you want to pay full price and you like space games, you can get it too.
Nah, yeah, I highly disagree.
But I've been having a lot of fun with it. I think it was worth it.
Diesel, you just suck, okay? That's why
I don't suck. Okay, so if you want to spend $60, buy the base game of Elite Dangerous for $30, and then buy the Elite Dangerous Horizons expansion for another $30. And
Diesel,
that's pretty much No Man's Sky.
Not everyone likes playing a flight simulator with space.
It's not a flight simulator. It's a space simulator.
Can you get out of the ship, Diesel?
Yes, the Horizons update.
Oh, only with the Horizon. Okay, sure.
It's way more in depth.
They locked getting out of the ship behind a paywall.
Okay, literally.
That's hilarious.
You wouldn't need to get out of the ship in Elite Dangerous. There's so much to do in space.
But I don't like driving around in a spaceship all the time. Vehicles are not my favorite thing.
There's the Horizons update. There's more to it.
No Man's Sky got all of it in one game.
Look at it like this. At least No Man's Sky is more put together than Star Citizen.
Okay,
I don't know anything about Star Citizen, I'll be honest.
It's vaporware at this rate.
Star Citizen is just pretty looking No Man's Sky, and that's the biggest focus they have, making the game look pretty.
There's an extreme attention to detail with that game, but they're also we want it to be future proof.
It's completely fucking overkill. By the time the game comes out, it's your potato's gonna be able to play it. That's how
your high tech cyber potato.
Yeah, it's so fucking overkill. I'm gonna be 50 by the time that game's fully fucking released at this rate.
I don't think it'll ever
Jesus
come out.
Christ.
People who invested money in Star Citizen, they invested money. There are people who bought the $20,000 carrier ships.
I know! I remember 2 years ago when I was a kid, and a younger kid, shut the fuck up. I was looking it up, right? And I was okay, this game looks kind of interesting, and I'm no way in fuck they're charging thousands of dollars for this shit. No way. Yeah. But they fucking were. And I don't know. That's just so ridiculous to me to think that you think it's worth $20,000.
There's the CEO of Cloud Imperium Games. What is it? Chris Roberts. He's a perfectionist. He suffers from George Lucas disease, where everything has to be approved by him. So people will finish a whole design. He'll go through it, look at it, and he's no, do that again and switch this one thing. It's so they have to start all the way from scratch. So that's why production takes so long.
That's stupid. Don't back that fucking game. It's not going to come out ever.
Like, I've spent $200 on it already. I mean, I'm not gonna. I already know it's not coming out.
Diesel, you're the dude who constantly nags in my ear to avoid pre-orders.
Yeah, yeah. And then I wanted to play it.
$200 at a game that you've told me yourself will probably never be finished.
$100 at it like 2-3 years ago, and now I'm like, oh, this game's never coming out. So now I'm like, yeah, don't back it. And it's not like I can get a refund now. So now I just have a $200 ship that just sits around and does fuck all because there's nowhere to go and nothing to do.
I'm so disappointed in you, Diesel.
That's the one time. It wasn't even a pre-order. I wanted to see what the game played like.
And but like the cheapest buy-in,
is $25 for the game. And like that game, like that's like you drive the Honda Civic of space like ships.
That seems pretty soccer mom like. I can get behind that.
Elite Dangerous is better than No Man's Sky. Prove me wrong.
I disagree, but I haven't played Elite Dangerous either, so.
No Man's Sky is Minecraft for people who don't like building buildings well.
Okay, Diesel, you know what? You can keep your garbage opinions to yourself, all right?
I think the keyboard and like the layout of the buttons is just like maximalist. Like every fucking button does something. And I'm like, oh, this could be like simplified down. I don't like.
Okay, I disagree with that.
It's just
there's really not that many buttons.
I think there's way too many for the kind of game that it is. I'm like,
there's
thinking,
really not that many buttons.
I'm like thinking, like, how does this fit on a controller? I'm like, oh my god, this must be awful on a controller.
Anna likes playing it more in controller.
There's really not that many buttons, Diesel.
Yeah, no, it's pretty simple.
There's there's E, F, space, shift, mouse 1, mouse 2, and then like a few other buttons.
Like if you say them out loud, it sounds like a lot, but then you think if you say all the keys out for Fortnite, it's a lot. Fucking like them all for any game, and it seems like a lot. But like
there's probably more keys in Fortnite
because building
there isn't No Man's Sky.
It's just like it took me like less than an hour to get the hang of it, and like that's my first time playing No Man's Sky. Like I didn't get it the original run around.
Yeah, I think you just suck.
No, I'm having way too much trouble with the controls. It's clearly not a me issue.
Diesel, I just think you're getting old.
Uh-huh.
You always boast about how young we are. I think you're just getting old.
Yeah, old man, you're not young and hip like us anymore.
Elder, so I know what's right and what's wrong, and you can't prove me otherwise.
No, you don't.
I'm older than you, so I win.
No, you're still
That's
a virgin,
not how that works.
Dude. You're still a virgin, bro. You can't
by that logic, that. Someone who's 21 in the comics could just be like, Diesel, you're gay. And be like, oh, he's right, he's older.
Guess I'm gay now, huh? Guess I'm gay.
Yeah, but Diesel, I think you're just getting old.
Yeah, clearly. I spent 2 years going to fucking game design school to stick my thumb up my ass. I mean, that's pretty much what I did for 2 years.
Diesel, I think one of your problems is you're just upset that you never got Arma 3.
I mean, I bought Arma 3 and then returned it. Because I bought it a second time. Yeah. And I like played it for like an hour. You were with me. And I'm like, this game's ass. And then I returned it. Yeah.
That had to be like a year and a half ago.
No, that was like a couple of months ago.
No, it wasn't. Check your refund history. Go to Steam Help right now. Just look it up, and then
go to the
receipt
client
for when you refunded it.
Do you really care that much?
I want to know how long ago this was, because I feel like it was a lot longer than you think it was.
It was not this last semester, but the previous semester. So
I think it was more than a year ago.
Yes, it was while I was home over the Christmas break.
No, yes. I don't think that was. I think it was longer.
No.
What's the date say?
I don't know. I haven't checked.
Check the date. Go.
Yes.
Check the date. Let's go.
God. Where do I see that refund history? Steam support?
Go to Steam support and then go to Arma 3 and then it shows you the refund date.
Jesus. All right. Let's go into the history of my PC.
This is meant to be in the podcast. This is what we made this podcast for you to look up your refund date.
I mean, what else is a podcast for if not this?
Yeah, we're the only podcast on YouTube, so we don't have to worry
about
it.
It doesn't tell
anyways.
Me.
Does it? No, it does.
It does
what
not.
What are you looking it up on?
Steam support, games and applications.
Are you on the? It should say it right there. Go to Steam Help and then look at, like, go to the, like, the buy page. Here, actually, let me check the last time I played Arma 3.
This is a really great episode of Loud Mouse.
I agree.
I can't think of a better one.
Okay, actually, maybe it was January, because the last time I played it was January 13th, 2018. It feels like it's been longer. Okay, anyways, now we've established that. Diesel, you're old.
Uh-huh.
All right, about that target transition.
Okay, so speaking of games and pre-orders and stuff, so this is the final Target update, because everything's been processed, everything's been finalized. So my pre-orders for Spider-Man and Smash have sadly been canceled, but I received all of my items that I ordered. The orders went through, I received them, they're in the mail. I'm using the mouse now, it's a very nice mouse. Not worth $150, though. Worth $60. The wireless earbuds are really nice, and the speaker gets really loud. So,
well,
that's my update for Target. I'm glad you all came on this journey with me. It's a shame that Diesel had to be old.
Hey, Brandon, do you have Bofa?
No. Wait, before we transition into the next thing, before we get into this shit, I want to read you a Twitter. I want to read you a joke that I just stole from my Twitter timeline from @YumiScott. Give Eevee a Waterstone, Vaporeon. Give Eevee a Thunderstone, Jolteon. Give Eevee a Firestone, Flareon. Give Eevee money to support their creative endeavors, Patreon. Dad.
dad jokes.
Okay, now can we talk about Bofa? Bofa?
So, Bofa Brandon. What? Bofa. Bofa these nuts! So, funny story. We were in our fucking podcast.
I just cried.
Guys,
hate this.
Yeah, it's your fault. We're in a fucking podcast Discord. Well, go join that,
like,
by the way.
Oh my god. It's like when you don't hear them, right? You just fall for them. Because I didn't hear any of the ones that were thrown my way before.
I don't care. But shut up. We were in a podcast Discord and fucking someone said, "Yo, Brandon, are you going to SawCon?" And Brandon's like, "What's SawCon anyways?" And he's like, "SawCon these nuts." And then the worst part is a second after, he went up to like the super limited chat to complain to me and Anna and Henry about it. So I tried to be like as serious as possible. Like, okay, unironically, man, are you okay with me talking about the Holma Trump thing on
okay, let me defend myself here.
You can defend yourself after, okay?
Fuck you.
He said, and this boy, after we've just had this conversation about him complaining about SawCon jokes, I say the Trump Holma thing, and he's like, "What?" And I'm like, "Holma dick."
Okay, you done?
Brandon.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought he said homo thing, because my immediate homo thought was Donald Trump, and then the word homo, because
what
we
do you
all
mean?
Know... I thought Trump said something homophobic or some shit.
No! So,
because it's like, Mike Pence believes in fucking electroshock therapy. Right?
I mean...
So wouldn't it be far off for Trump to be like, "Yeah, I hate the gays." So
no,
it's like,
it would be really far off for him to be like, "I hate the gays."
Really?
I don't know where... No, he has been.
Okay, that was an exaggeration. That was an exaggeration, right? But it wouldn't be far off, in my opinion, for Donald Trump to say something homophobic.
By
at
accident,
least, like...
I think, yeah.
Like, that would not surprise me. So when he said that,
my African American over here, aren't you the greatest?
I thought quite said homo thing. And that's why I responded. Because I thought he said homo thing.
Homa.
Dick. So.
Nice. All of these jokes are all the same. I think they're not funny anymore because, like, my comment section is just, "Oh, do you have Ligma? What's Ligma? Ligma, 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 Ligma." And then our Discord, like, every so often, someone's like, "Bofa" or "Ligma," and I'm just like, this is not funny. It's
bro,
like,
I still love it.
Much.
I don't know, bro. I still love it.
Ligma is the same thing as Updog.
The more you complain, the more it's going to stay, Brent, Diesel.
I know. At this rate,
Bofa and Ligma are the modern equivalent of ICUP.
I
think it's... I have a meme I'm going to tweet out on our Twitter then.
That I feel like you always tweet
now.
Like,
"Do you have the account now, Diesel?" After the fourth time,
I do.
I gave it to him.
Thank God, dude. Every fucking time you ask, I'm like, "Didn't I give it to you?" And you're like, "I lost it." And I'm like, "You fucking kidding
me?" Yeah, because I was transitioning from like LastPass accounts and like doing a bunch of stuff.
What he really needed was me to give it to him.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I really wanted to get it from you, quite.
Yep.
So, yep. Oh,
we're just gonna let that hang out there.
Quite X Diesel fanfic.
I wasn't gonna define it, and I'm still not going to. So,
you know, guys, have you ever thought to yourselves as like, man, you should really just glass over the planet, just replace it with a big old parking lot, put a Denny's,
nice for a Denny's, lot. At least for Denny's. A Dairy Queen, dude.
Nah.
I love Dairy
at that
Queen.
Rate. At that rate, we might as well like bottom tier get a Waffle House.
Why don't we just turn the Earth into a big Denny's, right? And then what you do is half the time. Okay, let's say we get to the future and you don't need to sleep anymore, right? Okay, let's say we make the Earth a huge Denny's, right? And then for 12 hours a day, people are working in the Denny's, right? They make people food for the people that worked the last 12 hours, and then half the population constantly switches between working and eating.
Well, sounds like communist propaganda, but okay.
It sounds like a solution. A solution to our economic problem. A final solution. This is where communism wasn't meant to be the way it was. It was meant to be a huge Denny's the size of the planet. That's what communism was meant to be.
That's all like right? The exact opposite of communism. That's like fucking peak capitalism.
No, the thing is, you don't pay for food. You pay with your work, right? So, we're in a future where no one has to sleep, right? So 12 hours a day, people are working. They're feeding half the population. Then the
this
other
sounds
12
like
hours,
a horrible dystopia.
Then the other 12 hours, the other people who just ate are making the food. And then they switch off for 12 hours.
You know, in the Warhammer 40K universe, you spend like 20 hours a day building weapons for the war machine, then you'd sleep in like a ditch for the other 4 hours, and then you go back to work. That's what that is. You don't want to live like that. That sounds awful.
You get 12 hours of eating food.
Yeah, well, everybody's going to get fat, like in Judge Dredd.
Yeah, but then they get fat, they all die, so then no more humans, so less people to feed. Sweet mercy.
Nobody to make the food. Who's going to make the
food? It's like nicer communism because people die of obesity, not starving.
It's nice communism because they die of the exact opposite thing that people die of.
Hey, at least they're fed.
And before the one person in the comments is like, you know, communism could actually work if... No. Be quiet.
It could work if everything was perfect and nothing went wrong ever.
No. Eat potatoes.
Potato, potato. Me so lonely and horny. Potato,
potato. Oh, that's been a while since we've heard that one.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. In other food related news, Hershey Park flooded and it got shut down. And the reason this article, like, it usually wouldn't have caught my eye, but the reason it caught my eye was because since it's a chocolate themed theme park, because Hershey Park, the flooding is all muddy, so it kind of looks like chocolate milk.
I just clicked on it. It looks disgusting. It looks like sewage.
Well, now I gotta click on it.
Bro, it's chocolate milk. What are you talking about?
It looks like sewage.
Dude, they're taking the
Hershey. I don't know what kind of chocolate milk you're having.
It's just brown. It's just like
shit water.
Now, listen. It looks like a big Hershey dude. Like, let's say there's like a big Hershey chocolate bar. He eats regular food like a human. He's like, you know, 30 feet tall. It looks like he took a massive shit in a big toilet, flushed it, got flooded, and then it flooded. That's what it fucking looks like.
You could have just said it looks like shit water. You didn't need that weird.
I could have, but I kind of
wanted to. Listen, man, all I'm saying is they're really dedicated to the whole chocolate theme, and I appreciate that.
I don't think it's part of the experience.
Is this in Florida?
What? I don't know.
It's in Pennsylvania.
Aw, it'd be funny if it was in Florida, because everything goes wrong in Florida.
Yeah. There's like a clip of like a dude just fucking like shuffling the like water and like on like a very like as the whole place is flooded. There's just like this one dude in like boots and what one of those like fucking big ass rooms that you like can push like liquid with, and he's just like pushing like some water from off the street into a drain like while there's like all the entire fucking park's flooded in front of him.
Dude, if Hershey's, wait, okay, I was gonna say something, but I forgot what I was gonna say. Fuck,
like this fucking
God
guy.
Damn it.
This fucking guy.
At least, like, I don't know. I didn't even know this existed. Like, a Hershey's fucking theme park. I didn't know this existed. I think it's
look
really
at this
weird.
Fucking
is
guy.
It new?
Look at this guy. He's just fucking pushing the water.
I gotta push it back.
Quite, thank you for sending a picture in a podcast that's audio only.
Brandon, this is nothing new. You shouldn't even be complaining at this point.
This isn't nothing to me. But answer, okay. When the fuck was this made? Because I had no idea this existed.
It's been there for a while. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, Diesel, have you gone?
To Hershey Park? Like, not Hershey Park. I think I went when I was really young.
Yeah.
Really? Like, it's been around. I didn't know
it's been around a while. Like, I know there's a Hershey factory, at least, has been there for a while. And I'm sure, like, yeah. Hershey Park's been around for probably as long.
I bet everything there is just chocolate themed.
It all you yeah. go into the park and it all smells like chocolate. Like the entire park smells like chocolate.
Oh my god, that sounds like this just sounds like an elaborate plan to sell chocolate.
Oh wow, I can't imagine why would no one would do
Brandon's
that.
Brandon's real up on the conspiracy theories today. Are you sure you're not Shane Dawson?
No, I've been DMing him about getting on the podcast.
Oh my god, could you imagine?
we just started talking about all this weird shit. Like we think there's a giant Hershey's monster that took a massive shit and flooded it. That's why I brought it up. Like that's his next video. I'm sorry, I had to leak
it. They fed it too much.
Yeah, they fed it too much chocolate. I'm sorry, I had to leak that. It's his next video. Giant Hershey chocolate monster
you
shits everywhere in Hershey Park. That's
you had
the title.
To do it to him. You had to do it to him.
I had to do it to him.
I want to kill myself.
Don't we all?
Oh. Okay. That's nice.
It's just anyway, not even a meme, is it?
With a wonderful
speaking of diarrhea,
transition.
Lele Pons.
I don't know how this happened. This is real strange.
Lele Pons was on the GQ Mexico cover. Like,
okay. How important is this magazine?
It's a pretty big fucking magazine.
It's like it's a men's fashion magazine.
Like fucking Post Malone was on the cover at one point. Like fucking, big.
Okay.
GQ is big. And it's GQ Mexico, so it's obviously like a different offshoot. And like, but I'm guessing Lele Pons was on there because she's like, supposedly, I guess she's kind of in a way the premier Latina social media influencer. But like, it's just really strange.
That's,
like
that's
picking
some
Lele
shit
Pons
representation, Jesus.
Yeah. No, it makes sense from a business perspective. It's just weird.
I mean, as far as like Hispanic creators go, I'm way better than her. I should be on the cover of GQ Mexico.
Okay,
even though I'm not Mexican.
Send them an angry. I don't think she's Mexican either.
She's not.
Yeah. Send them an angry email saying you're way better Hispanic and you should have been on that cover.
Yeah, I'm sure they're gonna give me the answer.
Just do it.
I don't think Lele Pons is like a sex symbol. Like usually, if there are women on the cover of GQ, that's like part of it. And I don't look at Lele Pons and go, "Ooh, that's hot." I don't know. That's just not. Maybe she's not my type. I don't know how she finds acting work because she was in a Marshmello music video and she was in a Blink 182 music video.
It's definitely her stupid fucking MCN that claimed anything you make with
it's
her.
The name recognition. Name. Like her brand built off of other stuff like compels like other artists to like let her be in their music video because like that gives them a new audience. It's like the promotion she can bring to it.
Mm-hmm. Like I don't know. Well, Blink 182 I would argue is significantly more influential than Lele Pons. They've been around a lot longer.
Maybe in the past they were, but right now, Blink 182.
I mean,
kind of
the fact that you just said they've been around a lot longer is the problem. They're not new.
Yeah, like Blink 182 is like older, so like they've lost a lot of their.
Okay, so then why is she in a Marshmello music video?
Because Marshmello is EDM and EDM popular.
Well, it's like the same kind of thing. Like she can still like bring like viewers from a new audience to promote the music.
Yeah.
I don't see the point of putting her in acting roles.
Because
money.
It brings publicity.
Well, I think
like,
she's shit at acting.
It's not like story. It's not like story driven. Like
no,
for the most
she
part,
is definitely shit
roles.
At acting. And if her portfolio was her YouTube channel, she'd never find a fucking job if she didn't have attention.
Her portfolio is her Instagram follower count.
Yeah,
I mean that's probably why she never has a speaking role in any of these music videos.
Yeah, no, like it's not. She's not there for her acting ability. She's there for her fucking like name recognition.
That's a damn shame because there's you can have lots of very good visual storytelling in music videos. And I was like watching music videos that I'm like, damn, this is like really well done. And it's not like I knew any of the actors in it, but I was like, oh, this conveyed a message about the song, and it was the visuals to boot. I thought
even
it made
if it's
better.
Even if it's not, like, extremely connected to the song, like, I still, like, just love watching, like, well-made music videos. Like, TDE is fucking insane with their music videos, God. Like, just, the video for Humble is fucking insane on its own, but, like, the one for King's Dead, like, is one of my favorites.
I like the music video for Humble. I think it's really well done. Personally.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But, like, King's Dead is just, like, it has so many fucking, like, some just trippy visuals and shit. Like, it uses a lot of macro lenses, and I fucking love that.
I think it's funny how we can sit here and argue, like, who the fuck watches Lele Pons? Well, clearly, Mexico loves Lele Pons.
Oh, no, like, there's definitely people out there. Like,
As a Hispanic person, I can say this, but, like, memes, and Quackity would probably agree with me, but, like, memes in Spanish are, like, memes from 10 years ago. Like, they're still on, like, the advice animals shit.
Wait. Are you telling me they're at the rage comic stage of memes?
Yeah.
Oh, and Quackity laughs at that shit?
I don't think Quackity laughs at it.
Yeah, no. Quackity will sit and fucking call, and he'll start laughing, and be like, "What the fuck is?" He'll be like, "Mexican meme." I'm like, "What? It can't be that funny."
I feel like he laughs at them ironically, like just seeing like that's the culture he exists in, because like he's definitely on American humor. Like if you watch his videos, he's on that shit.
No, totally. He's such an American kid.
I see like when I used Facebook, I don't anymore because fuck Facebook.
I just think it's really weird that Quackity lives in Afghanistan, but
he's on. He uses Mexico memes.
Yeah, I think that's really weird.
God, okay, but like I don't know what it is with like Hispanic moms and grandmas. They love their Minions memes. I can't stand.
I think that is all of Facebook moms.
I think Facebook moms are like phasing out Minions. I feel like I'm seeing less Minions from them.
Okay, then what do you see now?
I see like Spanish Minions memes. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I can't even read it.
Okay, what do you see then in terms of like
it's the just new like a picture of a Minions and it's like Facebook mom memes. I mean, you said
it's phasing out, so obviously something's phasing in to replace it.
I don't know. It's like relatable humor from BuzzFeed.
Really?
Didn't that coexist with Minion memes?
Let's think about it. Like, the moms are far behind. Like,
Minions, one thing BuzzFeed, clickbait articles, fucking fake pranks. All four nations lived in harmony until BuzzFeed attacked.
Why I quit BuzzFeed. Lele Pons was on the cover of GQ.
You could just put, oh my god, you could just make an I quit BuzzFeed video and put Lele Pons on it.
God, perfect. I mean, yeah, I'm sure those still get views.
It would. It totally would.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah, yay. But did you guys see, like, the BBC Radio was getting shit for airing, like, an interview with Logan Paul and KSI, like, ahead of the fight?
I love how you make that transition trying to sound, like, normal, but you just read the fucking thing you type, like, verbatim.
But did you see the BBC Radio getting shit for airing an interview with Logan Paul?
I saw the moment.
Fight?
No.
I saw the moment. I read it. I was like, this is stupid.
I didn't
really get it because I'm like, okay, but the thing you guys are pissed about, like, that's kind of like part of the motivation for this fight. Like, I don't fucking.
Well, normies don't know. They just know Logan Paul and the guy from the Sidemen are in a fight.
The guy from the Sidemen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The BBC Radio is kind of like. The BBC, like, in general has, like, a lot of really weird kind of, like, decisions.
Like, they got mad about them giving him airtime, but I don't know explicitly, like, what giving him airtime is going to do. Like, the airtime is with the person he's going to be fighting, so, like, the person he's going to be fighting is just going to be
chit-talking. Yeah, that doesn't make much sense.
Like, he's not going to be able to get a message he wants across because he's going to have, A, KSI, and probably whoever's, like, moderating it's going to be biased against him, if we're being honest, because it's BBC where KSI's
I see a lot of dumb shit involved in the BBC.
Like, I just don't think, like, it would really have, like, a major effect if you give Logan Paul the airtime in that specific circumstances.
No, it's only fair to give him airtime if he's, you know, if they're interviewing, it's like, okay, you're going to interview one of the fighters, but not the other one? That's just... Yeah, stupid.
Like, they were interviewing both at the same time, I think. Like it was a face-to-face thing.
Are they having two fights or just one fight?
I think they're only having one fight. But, it, like, obviously there's the undercard, but...
So, wait, is the one fight in the UK?
Yeah, it's in London.
Yeah, it's
London.
Taking place in
the UK. It's in Manchester Arena, isn't it?
Poor Logan.
I don't know. Walmart.
That's Jake Paul.
Dead meme.
Logan Paul's gonna bring
it's
a
in,
fucking
it's in
taser.
Manchester Arena. That's like arena. That's where the Ariana Grande concert was. I'm pretty sure it's like massive fucking arena.
I almost made a joke that wasn't okay.
My immediate thought was like,
you know how hard it was not to make a joke. I mean, like
my immediate thought was
today.
Just like, My immediate thought was just how fantastic.
It's like, oh no, Diesel. Like, fucking,
part
like,
of me was like, man, I hope that happens.
As soon as it came out of my mouth,
what
I was
the
like,
fuck?
Oh no.
It was a joke. Darn it, I'm gonna get fired from Disney now. I will delete my tweets.
Now you better get 300,000 people to sign a petition to get you back and hope they actually listen.
Yeah, like Disney gives a shit.
I don't know why they like, it's so stupid.
It was literally moral outrage because they knew they knew what James Gunn did before he worked at Disney.
It's not
he
like
made
Disney.
Like exploitation B movies. Like they knew.
Yeah.
They just didn't want a bad press. Anyway, I hope KSI flattens him.
Me too.
That's it. I can't make a video on it because every time I do, it gets claimed by his stupid network.
Really? I've not had
even,
a single
even if you don't put footage?
I put in footage, right? And the music he used, right, got claimed. So I was like, this is very clearly fair use, right? So I went and I counterclaimed it and they said, no, we own this whole video. I'm like, what? The song is like 7 minutes long and it's like 20 seconds of your music. Get the hell out of here. Anyway, I lost all the money on that video, so that's great. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, I've never gotten claimed on one of those videos. I don't know.
I've gotten claimed on Logan Paul.
The only motherfuckers that claim my videos and never give up are Dr. Phil and Lele Pons.
Shot that's Studios it. Gave up whenever I do a Lele Pons video.
Really?
Yeah, I think I've gotten my Hannah Stocking videos. Have gotten
I've gotten
claims
manual claims.
I got a manual claim too.
It's I don't think they have it. Like, I don't think they have it in the fucking like auto claim system. Like, if you have it under the 30-second thing, like, or under 20-second, like it's less likely you pick it up. But like when it's your video starts picking up traction, that's when they nab it. Like my my Dame Tu Cosita video is like, don't play the song at all. They just play like extremely distorted versions of the video with fucking Minecraft Despacito playing in the background, and they manually claimed it for that. At least that's the only thing I can imagine them claiming it for.
Yep. Literally, they claim my video for what, like $20? I mean, I'm pissed because it's $20, you know, and the hours of my time.
Yeah, yeah, the thing is, though, is it's to them, it accumulates. It's imagine $20 here, $20 there, $20 there. It's just like a lot of fucking money in the long run.
It's a lot of $20, bro.
From a PR perspective, it also keeps bad press from being done in the future because I'm less incentivized to do a video on Logan Paul now.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not. Yeah. I mean, when the fight happens, I might do a video on it, but I really don't care that much, so I might just not. Unless something really funny happens and I can make awful jokes about it.
Logan Paul bring the taser on stage.
I'm more excited for like the... Not that I'm more excited for it, but I'm kind of interested in how the Deji Jake Paul fight's gonna go because, like, fuck, like I want to see Deji win really bad, but at the same time, I don't think he's gonna win at all.
People keep telling me Deji's gonna get floored.
He doesn't look like he's been preparing at all, and it sounds like KSI, like he's like, if I'm pretty sure KSI said at one point, if Deji keeps going on the path he's going, he's not gonna like not a lot. He's probably not gonna do so well.
Poor Deji.
Well, I hope someone knocks a toupee off of Jake Paul's head.
Yeah. Oof. Okay, let's talk about PewDiePie knocking memes off the head.
Okay, so... God, I'm gonna get in so much trouble for today's episode. Made a Manchester bombing joke.
That was long.
You avoided... You didn't make that joke. You didn't even specify it was about Manchester bombing, but now you did.
What other act of awfulness would it be?
I don't know, but it was ambiguous until then.
If it was ambiguous, you're an idiot.
Or
you have plausible deniability. It's not good plausible deniability.
Who said I was, though? You know, think about it. Wink, 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 wink.
Fuck off.
Okay, can we talk about memes?
Anyway, so PewDiePie made this meme where it was like, not Parrot.
He probably didn't even make it. Probably nabbed it.
Yeah, he probably nabbed it.
Oh, I'm sure he did. Like,
but it was Demi Lovato being like, Mom, can you give me money for burger? To buy burger, says Mom. And she says, yes. Actually buys heroin like a boss. It's a picture of Demi Lovato with a needle.
By the way, the picture of Demi Lovato with a needle, isn't it like photoshopped like good? It's literally just like needle.png deep fried next to
it's
the
even
same
a bad
PNG
deep fry. It's
Demi
not a good deep fry.
It's a rage comic. It's a fucking rage comic.
This meme is purposely meant to be fucking awful, and I don't know, it's like people are upset about this, but like in my opinion, I think it's like it's super fucking mundane.
No, they totally hopped on it because it was PewDiePie.
Yeah.
That was
like,
it.
It's totally mundane for meme standards. Like, it's really nothing. And it's like, you could say it's like, yeah, that meme could offend somebody, though. Like, Demi Lovato, it's like, yeah, but it's like, I don't know, there's way more people than Demi Lovato in the world.
I think the problem is, it's like, it was absolute shit timing. Like, in like,
because it was right after,
and we know, and we, it was right after, and we know how people will, like, PewDiePie knows how people,
dude,
like, are going
the
to
dude
react
who
to that
made
kind of
a
thing.
Tweet about it, the dude who made a tweet about it has 50 fucking likes and is 100k yeah. followers. No, this,
oh, well,
this
most
dude
of us are botted. If I, like, audited Perez Hilton's, like, Twitter, it's botted. It clearly is botted.
No,
but
this dude's,
if you're curious
biased
as to what he does, he's like a tabloid person. Like, he runs a tabloid in LA, you know, that harasses celebrities for pictures and shit.
Nice.
I don't know how,
like,
he's trying to moral grandstand.
I don't think he was the original person to get, like, upset about it.
I don't know, he's one of the people who get upset about it. But,
well,
then
yeah,
I click on his website, and his first article is McDonald's employees go ham on alleged soda stealer, watch. And then there's a video of McDonald's employee beating the shit out of some woman.
Also, I just want to say that Demi Lovato denies it being heroin, and, like,
yeah,
I don't think it was heroin
I think the fucking, like, police said it was opioids.
Yeah, I mean, heroin's
so
technically an opioid.
It could have been,
but
a number of different, like, pills then, at that rate.
Yeah.
Like, prescription drugs.
Like, memes aside, wishing her the best and all that. Hope she.
I mean, wish her the best.
Yeah, I mean, like, I hope she recovers, but it's like, I mean, we're talking about this meme here. The meme's mundane as fuck.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, like, I think it's okay to joke about tragedies. You know, I give it, like, a day or two, depending on, like, whatever happened. Like, I waited a day, and then in my video today, I talked about how people overreact when celebrities, like, OD on something or, like, some other, like, thing. So, like, there's tons of celebrities from Disney that have all OD'd on drugs or, like, had drug problems and gone to rehab. You know, and
like
the famous
Disney's
one's Lindsay Lohan.
Bad.
Well, there's, like, an apparent curse, quote-unquote. I think it just has to do with, like, the culture that they're growing up in. But I don't think that means we shouldn't be able to make jokes about it. You know, people are constantly getting offended, you know. But, I mean, we all know Demi Lovato is famous for her role in Camp Crack Rock, so there we go. That was
there's
a meme I just nabbed.
I saw that joke. But, yeah, dude, this dude who fucking, like, Perez Hilton, he literally just, like, a photo of blank without makeup on. I've never seen this before. Yeah, he's like a total fucking...
He looks like Michael McCrudden.
Yeah, he's a total tool. This dude's a total fucking tool.
Yeah, he's a tool. I don't know.
But,
I think it's totally okay to make jokes about tragedies and all that, but maybe I'm just a meanie poophead. Like, I understand having empathy, and I know people personally who have had, like, opioid addictions. My friend's mother, like, started stealing from their family, and then one day she just vanished, and, you know, she was, like, addicted to heroin and stuff. And, I mean, it's really awful for this family. They're doing good now. Their dad's a real good guy. But, like, that's something that happens, and I acknowledge that, but it doesn't mean I shouldn't be able to make jokes about it because it happened.
Diesel, can you start a second channel called Tales from the Meth Lab?
Jesus.
That
I remember
would get
when I went to the meth lab. Yeah.
Yeah, like, that was what I was referring to. Can you please do that?
No. People always ask Diesel, can you do a story time video? It's like, well, it's really not that interesting if I give you the long version.
Well, do it anyways, please.
Think of the views. Could be the next Tanamangu. I'm gonna start DieselCon.
DieselCon.
Anyway, Brandon wanted me to put this on here. Good segue.
I just wanted to say, fake holidays, basically International Blank Day. Someone enlighten me, where the fuck did these start from, and why do they exist, and where do they come from? Because I see a new one every fucking day.
International Pancake Day totally came from IHOP.
International Pancake Day, International Intern Day, International wherever the fuck else day, where do they come from? Like, do they just spawn out of nowhere?
If it depends on, like, the days, like, some of them have, like, had to have come from, like, awareness campaigns if it's, like, based off of, like, a disease or mental illness or whatever. But if it's, like, a commodity, like, food, like, pancakes, it's definitely, like, a fucking company that specializes
in it. Yeah,
it's corporate. And some of them probably start, like, kind of naturally. Like, they're, like, starting in groups, like, and then they just spread beyond that in group, and eventually they just become kind of a viral thing.
Yeah, because it's,
if,
like, I see a new one, like, every fucking week, and I'm like, where do these come from? Like, like, how do these go viral?
Just look up holiday. I'm pretty sure there's, like, a list of holidays on any given day.
List of national blank day.
Like this International Donut Day. Get free donut at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
They're probably company promos.
Like International Manager's Day, where you got to be nice to your boss.
Here, let's find out what today, July 26th, is. July 26th is apparently All or Nothing a Day, All or Nothing Day, and Aunt or Uncle Day.
Aunt or Uncle Day?
Aunt and Uncle Day.
Why do the aunts and uncles have to share a day? Why can't they have their own day?
It's for, well, I mean, it's like, it's not like, they're not, I guess they're not as big a part of like the lives of it as fucking like parents are.
I think it depends, because
yeah, it definitely
aunts
does.
And uncles are big in Hispanic culture.
Yeah, like it's a lot of times like there's the fucking nuclear family will also live with like the extended.
I don't know. I got like 5 uncles. It's real strange.
Yeah, like I'm,
We all got chanclas.
Apparently today is National Coffee Milkshake Day.
No, it's okay. National Intern Day. That's what Twitter says.
It's National Intern Day as well. It's National Bagel Fest Day. National Chili Dog Day. I like that day.
All right, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Fuck you. I like Sonic. Like,
of course you like Sonic.
No, Sonic the drive-thru place, not like... Oh, I like Sonic the Hedgehog, too.
Sonic the drive-thru place.
Sonic the Hedgehog is good, too, though.
I think Sonic is one of the worst fucking fast food places, honestly.
Really? I haven't been in a while. I can't leave an opinion on this. I haven't been there in a while. So,
really? Yeah, of course.
I just don't have one in my area, really.
I don't know. I think we can all, like, I haven't been to a Chick-fil-A, but everybody tells me Chick-fil-A is the best fast food place, like, ever.
It's not the best. I don't think it's the best.
I like Chick-fil-A.
What would you argue is the best?
I like Chick-fil-A, don't get me wrong, but I think Wendy's is better than Chick-fil-A.
Really?
I think it depends what you want. Wendy's. So
I don't know. I think fucking Wendy's usually has better chicken sandwiches.
I saw like there was a poll and people rated Taco Bell the best Hispanic food restaurant.
It's because it's the most popular.
It's barely Mexican.
I might as well not even tell you. I just lagged out for a second, so there you go.
Okay. Well, yeah. This is a quiet problem now, not a diesel problem. I'm trying to think what the best fast food place I've been to is. I like Moe's for tacos.
Yeah, Moe's is really good. I love Moe's.
I don't know. Personally, it's tied between Wendy's and In-N-Out.
In-N-Out's
pretty good.
I think Shake Shack is awful.
Did it just happen again?
I can't stand Shake Shack.
Really? Hello?
Yeah. I don't think it's that bad.
Oh my god, it happened again. I fucking hate the fact that I'm on a fucking hot spot. This is so fucking gay. This is
Brandon's internet's been broke.
Yeah, his internet's been broken and he's been using 4G for the last fucking 2 days.
Yeah, because fucking Comcast came to my house, then they knocked on the door, or they didn't knock on the door, that's the problem. They didn't knock on the door, and they left a note saying, yeah, your internet's fucked up, and then the internet doesn't go back on anymore, so now I have to use my hotspot. Okay, I was really fucking worried it's lagged out, and not coming till Sunday! Fucking Sunday! God! It's Thursday!
I'm sorry.
Please, not fair.
Yeah, Virgin.
Shut up.
I think I could argue that Wendy's is the best fast food place.
Yeah, I think they have like a pretty good mix, and that's like the best thing they have going for them is like they're kind of all rounders.
Yeah, they're like best like at everything. They're not great at anything, but they're
pretty solid at everything. Like, and honestly, I think they are the best at some things. Like, I love their spicy chicken.
I think Arby's is one that's gross, and they constantly try to
I've never been to an Arby's.
I think I went in the last time I was in an Arby's. I was like 12. It's been forever. They just make like really crappy sandwiches.
I haven't been in an Arby's. I don't think ever.
Yeah, same. I don't think I have.
So, legalize all drugs. Am I right, guys?
Yeah. Speaking of fast food, legalize all drugs.
Okay, Diesel, explain this.
So Brandon wanted me to.
I want you to put some. Yeah, because it's interesting.
Yeah. So there is this like idea that all drugs should be legalized, right? It's something that I don't know. I'm always conflicted on it. As a libertarian myself, I feel like it should be something that should be on the table. Like, should at least be considered. But then on the other hand, it sounds like you'll end up with a dystopic future of everyone doing crack rock cocaine in the streets and giving fucking meth to their babies. So I don't know. It's the idea of Ancapistan, which is another thing. That's something else entirely, but I think we can go from the drug conversation and open up from there. So okay. Brandon, how do you feel?
Oh my god, I just fucking lagged out again. Drugs? I cannot stand this hotspot.
Oh, you can't speak.
You can't talk.
It did it again.
Are you saying you support meth babies, Brandon? That's not okay.
No, okay, you're twisting the argument I haven't even made yet, you fucking asshole. You're taking advantage of the fact that I lagged out, alright? No, I don't support meth babies. Hello?
Hello.
Did you say you support meth babies?
I said I didn't support meth babies.
You what? You support meth babies?
No!
This is disastrous. Should we just save this conversation
Brandon,
for the next...
I could end, like... Okay, might as well. Brandon's just been in this all shit. Anyway... If you guys support meth babies, make sure to subscribe to the podcast.
No!
This is slander. Shut up!
Then why take the outro? I'm supposed to have the outro today, aren't I?
And I'm going to scream at you while you do it, just like as a passive thing in the background. Here, I'll back up so it's not as loud. Ha!
Anyway, make sure to follow us on iTunes and SoundCloud. We post every Tuesday and Saturday. Make sure to join the Loudmouse Discord. Hit the link down below. Join the Mouther army and hang out with
us. They
want to
be called Mouthers.
They don't get a say.
That was their suggestion. Louthers.
I'll take Louthers. Mouthers?
Mouthers?
Now it's canon. There we go. Anyway, Mouthers. Make sure to follow us on all the social medias. Loudmouse_ on Twitter.
And Instagram.
Guys, we need to post pictures.
We don't use that. The only post we have is you doing a duck face. That's it.
Anyway, with that being said, guys, take care. Have a great day. Support meth babies.